You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Saturday, December 10th, and it's relatively early in the morning. And with me is the boyfriend. He's back. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
Now you have this number?
Hi, boyfriend.
It's been so long you've forgotten.
No.
And you know what we're listening to?
Some bad 80s music.
This is the Old Navy Holiday Classics 2. Some funky.
See, there's Christmas in there.
So how are you?
I'm cold. Are you?
Are you cold, really?
It's cold outside.
Let me just fix that. There you go. It is cold outside. It's actually supposed to be warmer today than it was yesterday.
Well, that wouldn't take much. Yesterday was cold.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, we had about 4 inches of snow and ice.
Yes, we did.
And we had the day off.
I was going to say, we both had the day off. It was nice, wasn't it?
It was. But I did a lot of housework.
I did, too. I got ready for your arrival.
So you cleaned the house?
I cleaned the house. I got the decorations out for the Christmas tree. I thought about dinner. I went shopping for a video camera, which I didn't find one. But
well, the Christmas tree is beautiful at Archer's house.
Yes, because the boyfriend helped me set up the Christmas... Well, he helped me decorate the Christmas tree when he came over last night. Last evening, afternoon. What did you think about my decorations? My ornaments and stuff?
I thought they were beautiful.
Beautiful. Same thing at your house. I was remembering where I had gotten the ornaments from and who gave them to me and stuff like that.
We have lots of pretty White House Christmas ornaments.
And you know, those were all given to me as gifts. And most of them are from the nasty Bush administration.
Well, in the last 20 years, we've had Bushes in office for the past... That's how true. Many?
Well, 12 of the...
Last
20. Four from Bush 1 and 8 from Bush 2. Well, it will be 8. We don't seem very peppy this morning. How come?
It's cold. It's cold outside. Baby, it's cold
Baby,
outside.
Baby, it's cold outside. No, last night when you came over, I had an idea for dinner.
You did?
What did you think of my idea for dinner? Did you like it?
I did like it. It was very good.
I made pasta with an Alfredo sauce out of a jar.
I was going to ask, how did you make that Alfredo sauce?
Well, here's what I did. I bought a chunk of Parmesan cheese, and I grated it. And then I put some heavy cream and some butter in a pan and heated it up, and then slowly stirred in the Parmesan cheese until it melted. And I put a couple spices in there, some pepper and some stuff. You don't believe me.
I don't.
Well, because you saw me pour it out of the jar.
I did, but it was good. And we had it with...
I was going to say, I put some chicken in there too.
The chicken was good.
Well, actually, you prepared the chicken.
The chicken was good.
The chicken was very good. And we put the pasta on a plate and sprinkled the chicken on top. It was very good. And what did you select for the wine for the meal?
Well, remember what we've learned in our wine tastings this summer, that a white sauce like that would have to have either a very dry wine or a very sweet wine. So we had a Chardonnay from Piedmont Vineyards.
And we weren't sure if it was going to be oaky or not.
Well, it could have been oaky or it could have been stainless steel.
And it
fermented,
was...
like a sweeter. Either one would have been fine. And this was, since you don't like oaky or Chardonnays, this was a stainless steel Chardonnay. And it actually went very, very nicely.
I don't remember. Did it say it on the bottle that it was stainless steel? Okay, that's how you knew it wasn't going to be oaky?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because you don't have any oaky Chardonnays.
Are you sure I don't?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't.
I probably don't. But we got this Chardonnay at Piedmont, which is a winery that we went to in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And the first time we went to it, we didn't really care for it.
Well, I think we liked a couple of their wines, but nothing to write home about.
Right, but then we went the second time.
And we enjoyed it a bit more.
And we enjoyed it a bit more. And do I have any more of their wines in my collection?
I think that's it.
Did we already... Did they have a Merlot? I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't like their reds.
Okay, yeah. But before that, before dinner, we had some nibbles while we were decorating the Christmas tree. And what was the... We had a Little River White.
No, we had the Ingleside Blue Crab Blanc.
That's right, the Ingleside Blue Crab
Which Blanc. Tasted like a Vidal Blanc or a Viognier. It must have been some kind of blend.
But we like Ingleside.
Ingleside was good.
Yeah. And then what did we do in the evening after dinner?
You got dirty.
No. Before that, honey.
Oh, we watched a movie.
We did. We watched a holiday movie.
A Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. And what did I do while you were watching the movie?
Oh, you gave me a nice foot massage.
I gave him a foot massage. I worked on his feet. I, what's that thing called?
Pumice.
I pumiced his tough spots and then let him soak his feet in some warm water. With some eucalyptus minty kind of stuff. And then I rubbed mint foot cream on your feet. And you said they were tingling afterwards.
They were tingly.
They were tingly. So that was fun.
You don't like all that dead skin, do you?
No, I think we need to get that dead skin off of your feet.
Well, let's talk about the Dawn disaster, why don't we?
Did we ever discuss that?
I don't think we did.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, Archer only likes one brand of dish detergent called Dawn. And so he doesn't like to eat off of anything unless it's been washed in Dawn.
Okay, now you're really stretching it.
So last weekend, I washed my dishes in Dawn. Well, it has like peroxide or something in it. As some of the listeners may know, I'm very allergic to strongly scented products.
But this wasn't the scent, agents. I don't think, because it didn't have a scent.
It was original scent Dawn with lifting action.
I think that's the stuff.
Well, I don't know what it was, but anyway, my hands were white. My fingertips were white
and
cracking.
I was going to say the
and
skin
all flaky,
was yeah,
as though they off. Had been. I had been fooling with, because that's what peroxide does to my skin. So I think there's peroxide in there.
But we read the back of the bottle. It didn't say peroxide. It says some kind of.
Well, I had a reaction to Dawn. Why? Because Archer only eats off of dishes that have been washed in Dawn dish liquid.
I think everyone who listens to this show knows that I am not that
anal-retentive. I suffered.
I would never say that I can only eat off of dishes done with Dawn. You know, you're just exaggerating that.
I think you've seen Mommy Dearest too many times. But anyway, so I gave Archer the bottle of Dawn because I just couldn't use it. Well, then I spent the whole weekend trying to fix my hands because...
Putting lots of lotion.
Because they were...
The tips of your fingers were like peeling.
I know.
It was weird. And that wouldn't be the... I wouldn't think that would be the side of your hand that would peel, because that's usually where the oils and stuff are. It would be the top part that would peel.
Well, because your fingers, that's what... You use your fingers to wash.
I know, but I'm just saying that it just seems that your body oils would repair that much quicker than it did.
No. I'm afraid Dawn is deadly.
Dawn, it must be deadly, but it doesn't do...
But you use Dawn.
I use Dawn, but I don't use the lifting action Dawn. Just...
Oh, so I used the wrong kind of Dawn.
Yes, you did, unfortunately.
See?
See what? It was your problem.
You do expect a particular... Not only Dawn, but a particular kind of Dawn.
No, just plain old Dawn.
I don't even know... What other Dawns are there?
You're just making it sound like I am just terrible.
Is there a Tony Orlando and Dawn?
There could be a... But what color would it be?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Do we even...
Well, Dawn was black. The girls were black, so I guess it would be black.
Were they... Oh, yeah, they both were black. Yeah. I thought they were like a black mix.
No. Tony Orlando and then Dawn, there's two black girls.
The one girl of Dawn actually went on to do other TV shows.
Thelma,
yeah. And she's been on lots of different... She's a... What do they call those kind of actors who can do all kinds of stuff?
Sketch.
No, that's comedy, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So what kind of week have you had this week?
It's been a long week.
A long week. Didn't you say that last week?
Yeah. Well, I had my Christmas shopping to do. So I did that after school.
Yes.
I finally finished. And then, of course, I bought Archer a case of Dawn dish liquid.
Oh, he's so sweet.
I know. And then, I coach my academic team, so we had competitions after school, but we won.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
So, hooray.
I'm competitive.
I know. My God, you're so competitive.
And... what else did I do this week?
I don't know.
Oh, my interim grades reduced. I had to average... I went to grade papers and average my grades.
And you had some pets to feed this
pets
week?
Pets to feed.
You were just very busy,
just
weren't
very
you?
Very busy.
This was more of a lighter week for me because, you know, we had the two-hour delay opening on Tuesday, and then I just didn't have too much to do. Do you like this song? This is the one by Eartha Kitt.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby.
Eartha Kitt must be 80 years old by now.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Okay, we'll just turn that down a little bit. What did I change the subject too quick? What were we talking about?
Your obsession with Dawn Dish Liquid.
No, I think we got past that. So you have all your Christmas shopping done?
Yes, I do.
And are they all wrapped and under the tree?
Well, they're in gift bags under the tree.
Everything is in a gift bag?
Anything that can fit in a gift bag is in a gift bag.
Wait,
why?
A minute. Even my gifts are in a gift bag?
Well, no, I had to wrap a couple of those because
okay.
It'll make the gift bags for that. But
okay.
All items, like anything that can fit in a gift bag for anyone goes in a gift bag.
Now, let's...
I can't stand wrapping gifts.
I was going to say, let's delve into this a little bit. Why is everything in a gift bag?
Because I don't like to wrap gifts.
But the gift bag phenomenon time is gone, I believe.
I don't care. My grandmother still has a beehive hairdo because that's what she likes.
Oh,
it doesn't bother her. This.
Now, did you put tissue paper in the gift bag?
Yes.
So it'll be? Okay, that's good.
I don't care if it's outdated. It's easy. I hate fooling with paper and tape, and I can't make ribbons, and I can't make the corners flat.
Are you gay?
Well, last night I was.
And this morning.
Yeah.
Now, did you happen to notice under my Christmas tree something?
Beautiful gifts.
Yes, I spoke
beautiful
about
paper. Perfect.
That paper is from
Sally Foster.
Sally Foster, the Sally Foster gift wrap.
That's where my gift bags are from, Sally Foster.
Oh, the ones that you got, you ordered from me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that paper is really nice. It's thick and it's, you know, heavy and it's, you know, very nice. Very easy to wrap the presents. And I didn't get you anything that was oddly shaped, you know, like a dildo or anything, so.
Do I need a dildo?
No, you don't need a dildo. You wouldn't even use one if you had one.
No, I wouldn't. I don't like artificial things.
No, you like the real thing.
That's right, all natural.
And I'll give it to you later tonight.
You're dirty.
I'm dirty. You've been dirty all weekend.
You're dirty. No,
you wanted
dirty.
To watch my porn.
Well, because it said you had 70s porn. I was interested in seeing what you had. But I think it's from the late 60s.
I was just going to say that. He thinks it's from the 60s, but I actually think it's from the early 70s.
They were playing Puff the Magic Dragon. The Lion Sleeps Tonight as the background music.
Aren't those...
No, there were no... There's no dialogue.
No, because it was... They filmed it in 8mm and there's no...
Like
there's
icon
no audio
art.
Or anything.
The icon artwork.
Oh, on the walls? You were looking at the...
No, yeah, well, they had it on the walls, but like... To introduce each little vignette.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like very 60s.
Yeah, it was by Nova. Nova? I don't know what it is.
I would guess 1968.
But see, as I was telling you...
Shaggy hair.
When we were watching that, as I was telling you, I don't really pay attention to the music because my finger's usually on the fast forward button. So you don't hear
it. Ooh, this is groovy.
This is groovy. This is Purple Snowflakes.
Archer's Archer's doing the Watusi now.
Can you sing to it?
No.
So this is not familiar to you?
Oh, I've heard this song.
That's
stop shimmying. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do a Watusi. I need to go to the Nancy Sinatra School of Dance.
Well, you need some remedial courses. Your steps aren't quite high enough.
Remedial courses. I didn't think I was doing that badly.
Well, you've learned a lot. I've tutored you through the process.
You have. Under your tutelage, I have gotten better. I'm going to turn this down a little bit. Oh, my gosh.
Who sings this song?
Let's see. Marvin Gaye.
Marvin. Oh, that would be Watusi music.
Yeah.
Motown music.
Marvin Gaye. Now, do you have Christmas music playing in your car when you drive around?
I do.
You know, what I was telling you about how I can make the music go into the living room using the airport transfer thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tried to do that before you came over, and every time someone's phone rings, it cuts it off.
I know.
So I couldn't do it, because it kept stopping.
Well, I play the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, yeah, where's that CD?
It's in my car.
You said you were going to bring it to me to copy.
Well, I guess I forgot, but it's in my car.
You said you have two copies. So remind me to get that.
You can just copy it at my house. I have a CD burner.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do it?
No.
Well, do you even have any blank CDs?
Yes.
Seriously?
I do.
Okay, then I will try to work on that then.
You have to show me how to do it.
Well, see, because you're on a PC, I'm going to actually have to figure that out because I don't know how to do it on a PC.
I think it's easy.
As easy as a Mac?
Why not?
Because it's a PC. Nothing's easy
on
a PC. Well,
yes, it is. I think you can figure it out.
Who gets frustrated with technology?
Me.
So, what? And how long have you had your computer?
2 years.
And how many CDs have you burned?
None.
You've got a CD burner. You've had your computer for 2 years, and you've never burned a CD.
I've tried.
Okay, so was it easy?
It should have been.
Okay, here's how we're going to...
It should have been.
Here's how we're going to make it very easy, and I'm going to show you how. Because now I forced you to put iTunes on your PC.
Yeah.
In iTunes, you just put the CD in that you want to copy, and you import it into the library, then you just click on Burn, and it tells you to put the CD in, and you just do it. I'll show you.
We have to show me how
it'll
to do
be,
it.
See, you can even see it right here. See, it says Burn Disk?
Yeah.
You should have that on yours.
I probably do.
And you just click on that.
Okay, well, you have to show me.
Okay, I will show you that.
After the concert.
I was going to talk about them in the second podcast, so we can talk about it now.
I'm taking Archer to the Choral Society Christmas performance at the National Cathedral, and they're focusing on Norwegian carols.
Really? Is that the
focus?
Will it be in English then?
Well, it probably will be in Scandinavian language.
That's what I was thinking. So I wanted.
But then there are segments where the whole congregation can sing. They'll play some popular tunes.
Really?
But it's beautiful. I mean, and this is sacred choral music.
Right. As you were trying to explain to me last weekend, that when we went to the Gay Men's Chorus holiday concert,
Fabulous.
Fabulous. That's the name of it. You said, "Oh, you won't be hearing music like this at the concert next week, right?"
No, you're not going to be hearing campy Christmas tunes.
Right. That's what I mean. So. I have to be more demure and...
Well, it's going to be more of a vocal...
But since it's taking place at the cathedral, I can't wear my Daisy Dukes?
No, you may not wear your Daisy Dukes.
What about my flip-flops?
No, you may not wear your flip-flops.
What do you suggest I wear, then?
Well,
I have a couple ideas. I just want to see what you're thinking. What are you thinking?
Well, I think an ankle-length skirt. Maybe that nice velvet number you have.
An ankle-length skirt?
Yes, it's winter. It's cold. Velvet.
Ankle-length, though?
Yeah.
What if I just wear my stockings and do one that's just, like, right at the knee?
Well, maybe you could do that, yes.
Because I have that forest green number that would go well with the holidays.
Oh, as long as you don't wear that lemme top.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, it's too flashy for this evening.
It's that gold. I love that gold.
Well, something a little softer, I think, might be.
Well, I was thinking about that, my candy cane striped blouse that I have.
Oh, that'd be very festive.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Are you going to do your hair up or down?
Oh, it will be down because it's cold, so I need to cover my ears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But right now it's up.
It's up now because I'm demonstrating my bedhead abilities.
Oh, you have to put those in rollers.
Is it
today.
Above my headphones? It is above.
Yes, it
headphones.
Is. You have like little antennas.
My goodness.
Well, anyway, it's going to be beautiful, but it really is going, the focus really will, because the acoustics in the cathedral lends itself to complex harmonies,
uh-huh.
And especially tunes that would have come from northern Europe, influences of, I guess, the transition from polyphonic tunes to monophonic to polyphonic, I'm sorry. So you might get a range of tunes from Scandinavia that are that represent that transition over time. They do, normally they do a theme every year, some kind of theme. So it's Christmas tunes from some part of the world, usually Western Europe or Northern Europe.
So that's why they're all going to be Norwegian?
So it'll be like from, you know, the 9th century to the 18th century. It's going to be beautiful.
I'm sure I'll absolutely love it. Will they have like a an orchestra behind them or something?
Oh yeah, and the organ, the big full organ. It's going to be spectacular.
I know, I haven't seen that before. Yeah. I mean, or heard that before.
And we'll be there right when the sun is starting to set, so it's going to be very romantic and gothic.
And I will dress up. I'm teasing about the
skirt. And then I'm going to take Archer to dinner afterwards.
Where are we going to dinner?
We're going to Deluxe Cafe.
Do we have to walk there?
Yes. It's right across the street from the cathedral.
Have we been there before?
No, but it's right across the street.
I don't remember. Well, because I don't pay too much attention.
It's the cafe on the... It's the Cactus Cantina is on the corner.
Oh, down there.
If you keep walking toward the cathedral, the...
What street is that on?
It's on the right. Wisconsin Avenue.
What's the cross street where the...
Macomb.
Macomb. Okay, so for listeners, if you would like to Google Map it, go to Wisconsin Avenue and Macomb in Northwest, right? Mm-hmm. Northwest DC. Yep. Because, you know, some people will do that. They'll go to the Google Maps and they will try to find the location of the restaurant. And it's a Deluxe Cafe.
Now, tonight's featured vegetable is fresh asparagus. And guess what Archer's going to eat? Fresh asparagus.
I think the listeners know that I will not be eating the fresh asparagus. You said I could get a hamburger.
Well, let's just say we'll be encouraging Archer to expand his horizons.
As you do every time we eat.
They have baked chicken there. They have
chicken.
Meatloaf. They
have meatloaf.
They have white fish.
That's right, you didn't. What was the name of the fish you
halibut, which halibut. I think you would enjoy because you like cod and haddock and everything else.
Okay, as long as it's not as, the flavor isn't overwhelming.
No, I don't think halibut's going to be overwhelming.
Okay, because I don't know. I like that mild flavored white fish.
Well, I think you'll be fine with halibut.
Okay, that's good then.
But I kind of see you with the herbed chicken option too.
Okay,
it's like the chicken. That's what my mom gets every time she goes. It's like homemade baked chicken.
Okay, I like baked.
And I think it comes with mashed potatoes.
Oh, we love the mashed potato. Mashed potato.
And everything comes with fresh asparagus.
But I'll just put my asparagus on your plate.
Now, I will let you choose the wine as long as it's a Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, that's okay, because I like Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, as long as you choose that one.
He's always so good about giving me the choices of wines.
Yes.
I was actually... We need to... Maybe after dinner, we can have a red with some chocolates. Do you have any chocolates at your house?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of in the mood for a red. We haven't had a red this weekend yet.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah. What do you have to offer?
Well, I have Sauvignon Blanc, I have Cabernet Sauvignon.
Now, is this
I have California Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc. I have some Virginia Cabernets that are very good.
Wouldn't the California one be really, really oaky?
I think the California styles use American oak, so you might get more of the peppery.
Okay. Oh, you're
and
right.
They tend to highly concentrate the fruit and their reds. But this is from Clos Pegas, and I've had their clarets. They're very good.
Okay. Well, as usual, when it comes to the red wines, I will trust your judgment.
I have a Bordeaux blend red. I think that might be very good with chocolates.
Are these ones that you already have opened, or that you have ready to open?
I haven't. Well, as you know, I have mostly reds.
Right.
So yet to open.
Now, and next, you know, since we've been drinking a lot of my whites, I think I have a pretty mixed collection right now. I mean, like equal reds and whites, because I've been buying a lot of reds lately.
But we have to tell the listeners, you are transitioning toward drier wines.
I am drier red wines. And, you know, speaking of that, Larry of the Little Fatty Cast, Larry Vader, mentioned this week that he thinks that Archer likes white wines. Well, he's right. I did like white wines for a long time, but I am definitely transitioning over to the reds.
Yeah.
So, and Larry was talking about wine or something on yesterday's show. I listen to his show every day, whenever he posts one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. did we finish that conversation?
Oh yeah, well, we're gonna have so we're gonna go to dinner. It's gonna be nice and cold. It'll be nice. It'll be romantic.
It will be.
We could even walk around the neighborhood when we go back home and look at
lights,
trees. Yeah.
Okay.
Decorations.
Speaking of the trees, I did take a picture of my tree, and I will post it on the website for people to see.
Well, you took a picture of my tree. It's very beautiful.
Isn't that a really good picture? Yeah. Speaking of pictures and stuff, the first auction on the eBay thing ended. I think I talked about this. Did you get to see the artwork at all?
You showed it to me last night.
That was the new auction that's up there now. Did you get to see the old pictures?
I don't think so.
Well, I just want to know if you noticed that there was not a picture of you up there.
Well, then I think you'll have to put one up there and sell it, because I think it'll be the highest seller.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I will definitely do some artwork with your pictures, because I have a ton of photographs that I can turn into artwork.
That's right.
It's just a matter of finding the time to do it. But the eBay auction continues, and I encourage all the listeners to go to the link on the website and check out the artwork. Though I was going to say something else, and I forgot. I don't remember. What are we doing tomorrow on Sunday? Do we have any plans?
None.
Oh, then I can come home and do artwork and play on the computer.
If that's what you would prefer to do.
Well, we'll see. Well, we've been going about 26 minutes now. Would you like to have to wrap this up?
Sure. Give me some wrapping paper. Get me a gift bag.
I was going to say, you don't use wrapping paper.
I can put it in a gift bag and throw some tissue on top.
I'm sure it's going to look beautiful. And by the way, are all those gifts under your tree right now?
Most of them are.
So I will see them when I come over to your house?
Yeah.
Can I peek?
No.
Can I shake?
No.
Or are they breakable?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I have other gifts under the tree, too. So
right, not just for me. They're not all
so you can't me. You can't get to them too easily.
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you so much for coming back on the show, Mr. Boyfriend.
You're welcome.
Everyone loves hearing you. Oh, my gosh, that just reminded me of something. You know, on Friday's show, I was talking about all the different comments and emails that I had gotten. I don't know if you heard that show or not. Well, then, right after I recorded the show, I get like four messages saying that Beth, one of our favorite female
listeners. I saw that. She's back.
She is back. And she left a comment on like the last four posts on the website.
Oh, good.
I was like, thank you, Beth. But it was after the time that I recorded the show, so I couldn't mention you on there.
Yeah, I saw that. She was commenting again.
Yes, she is. So thank you, Beth. And I want to encourage everyone to call the comment line. That's 1-206-600-4763. And, of course, you can leave comments on the website and email me. We got a couple other emails from
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus didn't send us an email.
He did. He's still here. Santa Claus was here.
Oh, because his boots are under the Christmas tree last night.
Well, that means Santa's still here.
Where is he? He's hiding.
I don't know. Why would his boots be under your tree? He's somewhere in this house.
I don't know where he is. We've lost him. All right, do you have anything else you'd like to tell the listeners or say?
Yes, Santa Claus, if you're listening, if you're in this house, Archer has been a bad, bad boy.
Do I need to be spanked?
He needs to be spanked. So, Santa, if you're here, come on out and spank Archer.
The boyfriend could be so silly. All right. So, next week, I'm not sure what we'll have on the show. I don't know that we'll... Do you want to record another show?
He's attacking. Archer's attacking me with Dawn. Get back. No. No.
Stop it.
Oh, he's pouring Dawn all over me. Look, my skin is peeling. It's lifting my skin with lifting action.
That's why your skin was lifting off. All right, let's end this. Say goodbye to the listeners.
I'm melting with Dawn. Goodbye.
Until next time, boys and girls. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.